Chapter 5. Meeting Mr. Marvel. Mr. Thomas Marvel was an old man who spent his life on a journey. He traveled far and wide on the road, looking for work, food, and somewhere to stay. He was an old man, but even he did not know his exact age. He had a long, grey, wild beard, and his coat was held together with string instead of buttons. On his travels, Thomas Marvel had met many strange people, but meeting the Invisible Man was his strangest encounter ever. It happened just when he found some old boots in a ditch. The boots were too large, but this was a lucky find for Marvel as he had no shoes at that time. As Marvel tried on the boots, he sensed a presence and then he heard a sneeze and finally a voice behind him. "Well, they're boots anyway, even if they are too big," the voice said. "I suppose so," Marvel agreed. "I've had worse boots, and I've had none. You take what you can find, as no one helps someone like me." "That's true," the voice answered. Marvel turned to see this wise person who agreed with him, but there was only the remote road, a few hedges, and vast fields. "Where are you? Who are you? Are you playing tricks on an old man? Come out now." "I'm right here," came the voice again, right next to him. "Are you real or just in my imagination?" Marvel spoke as if he was talking to himself. Then he felt fear. "Or are you dead?" "A ghost. The spirit of someone I might have hurt." "I'm here, right here. Just watch as I throw a stone." Then a stone rose from the ground and was thrown at Marvel. He shouted and stepped backwards. Then another stone flew towards him. And another. "Stop it," shouted Marvel. He rubbed his leg where there was a red mark. "Am I your imagination?" the voice laughed. "Is that red mark on your leg your imagination?" "I don't think so. No, it's quite simple. I'm just invisible, but I am a human, just like you. I'm right next to you, so you can just reach out and touch me. Feel me, and you'll touch arms and legs and head, just like you. And look down, you can see bread and cheese in my stomach, food I ate earlier." Then Marvel reached out and felt a real human arm and then stared in amazement at bread and cheese, which seemed to hang in the air. He laughed aloud. "How do you do it? What's the trick?" Marvel questioned him. "It's amazing." "It's a long story," replied the Invisible Man. "But listen to me. When I saw you, I saw a similarity between you and me. Life is hard for both of us as neither of us is acceptable to most people. And I got to thinking that we could help each other." Marvel looked uncertain about this new idea. "What do you mean by helping each other?" "Well, I need food and shelter and clothes," explained the Invisible Man. "And I am sure I can help you, as invisible men have a lot of power in this world." Marvel was anxious now. "Look here, I'm not sure of this. I'll just get my boots and carry on my journey." The voice threatened him. "I am telling you, not asking. I have chosen you and now you must help me." A strong hand grabbed Marvel's shoulder. "You will help me, and I will do great things for you. But if you tell anyone about me, if you disobey me," Marvel interrupted, frightened now. "I won't do that. Whatever you want, just tell me and I'll do it." The village of Iping was quiet as Marvel entered and walked towards the Coach and Horses Inn. No one noticed him until he opened the door of Mr. Griffin's room. Dr. Cuss and Mr. Bunting were inside and looking at Mr. Griffin's books. They were investigating to try to find out more about this invisible man. "It's just numbers and figures in these books," Dr. Cuss declared. "This might be another language, but I can't understand it." When the door opened, Vicar Bunting was annoyed. "This is a private room. Get out." "Sorry, sir, I was looking for the empty barrels," Marvel answered. Marvel was quickly directed to another room, and the men turned back to the three books. Suddenly, there was a sneeze, and then each man felt a hand grab his neck. Both men's heads were pushed down. "Why are you reading my private books in my room? Don't try to move, or I'll kill you both. Now, where are my clothes?" Get them for me and give me my books. Meanwhile, Mr. and Mrs. Hall heard strange noises from Mr. Griffin's room and went to investigate. They heard loud noises and the frightened voices of the doctor and the vicar. "Are you all right?" called Mr. Hall. "What's happening? Shall I come in?" "No," the doctor shouted. "Stay there." A few moments later, the Halls heard the sound of a window opening and shutting. Then Dr. Cuss and Vicar Bunting rushed out. They were both embarrassed as most of their clothes were missing, and Mrs. Hall turned away shocked. "That invisible man took our clothes. He's getting away, and he's got the books." Outside, they suddenly heard shouting, so Mr. Hall ran out into the road. A large old man with a big gray beard was running away. In his arms, he carried Mr. Griffin's books and a bundle of clothes belonging to the doctor and the vicar. It was Thomas Marvel helping the invisible man as he had promised. The invisible man had passed the vicar's and doctor's clothes and books to Marvel. It was impossible for an invisible man to walk with them in his arms. No one knew this though, and everyone assumed Marvel must be the invisible man. "Stop thief," cried Mr. Hall. "He must be the invisible man. Get him, everyone." As Mr. Hall ran towards the figure of Marvel, he was tripped over and fell on the ground. Huckster, the farmer, ran past Mr. Hall, but he then screamed as his leg was kicked. Everyone who tried to chase Marvel with his armfuls of books and clothes was challenged, pushed, hit, and kicked. Everyone at the fair was trying to run away from the invisible force that hit and kicked and beat everyone. The tents and stalls were broken as everyone panicked. Then there was a roar, and a voice shouted, "I will kill all of you." Everyone ran towards their homes, and inside the inn, Vicar Bunting and Dr. Cuss were scared. "Where is he?" Dr. Cuss whispered. Then there was a sneeze and laughter. "You know where I am," the invisible voice spoke. "And now, I really am angry." Dr. Cuss and Vicar Bunting had no choice. They had hardly any clothes on, but they ran for their lives, out of the inn and back to their homes. While everyone hid, the invisible man did more damage on his way out of the village. He broke windows, kicked down a lamppost, and freed animals. As the invisible man left the village of Iping, the villagers hid in their houses and watched as he destroyed everything in his path. That was the last time he was seen in Iping, but the villagers talked about him for many years afterwards. It was impossible to forget the day of the Whit Monday Fair.